What I'd like to talk about today is what is known as the Scottish Enlightenment. And before going into a little more detail, it might be helpful to think about the two parts of that term, Enlightenment and Scottish, because there's no really clear and precise consensus among historians about what Enlightenment means. I mean, it's used very, very broadly to refer to a period from roughly the end of the 17th century to the early 19th century. It's also used to refer to mainly the history of thought and culture, to ideas, debates, controversies that are to be found roughly in the 18th century. The Enlightenment is often associated with certain values. I mean, if now we describe someone as enlightened, we usually mean that this person is tolerant, well-informed, not narrow-minded, not bigoted. And many historians have tried to show that the origins of these kinds of beliefs and attitudes lie in the 18th century. Now, it's certainly true that the 18th century, which is not that long ago in historical terms, that you can find similar beliefs to ours there, but it's always important to bear in mind that enlightenment in the 18th century can, or enlightenment thought in the 18th century can mean something quite different from enlightenment now. Enlightenment in the 18th century is an historical phenomenon which may entail views that are quite different from what we now mean by enlightenment.